Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Dunzo. This is a podcast that explores hookups and breakups of famous lovers and friends, both real and fake, and all the discarded pop culture of yesteryear. I'm your host, Troy McKeady. You guys, welcome to whatever episode this is of Dunzo. It is me, Troy McKeady, and if you follow my podcast, it's likely that you will know my guest. I'm almost like 99% sure you will definitely know my guest. And you'll also recognize his sweet angelic voice from our Brandy Glanville and Leanne Rimes and Eddie Cibrian episode. I am joined by the sweetest angel in Canada. My friend Kai from the Real Housewives Orders. Kai, how are you?
Hey, Russ, you could never just need to say that. But I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be back.
I'm so happy that you're here. For one thing, if you guys don't know, I can't imagine. Well, actually, it's been a while since we did our Pretty Wild thing. So there's
yeah, I was trying to think of like the last time we did anything together. Like when did we even do Brandy and Leanne?
That was a long time ago.
Okay, like a year?
Yeah, probably
2 years,
maybe. Oh god, it's definitely been a year.
Okay,
when did we finish Pretty Wild? Shit,
time is a construct. I'm like,
I know,
May, June.
It's been a long fucking time. It's been too long. That's the point. It's been too long.
That's the moral of the story.
Exactly. And I'm just, first of all, how is life? Like, how are you in this particular moment?
I'm looking greasy. I'm breaking out a bit. Like, I have a big zip right here. So, I'm okay.
I mean, like, on Zoom, it looks like a beauty mock, to be honest with you. So,
okay, I'll take it.
Spend. Yeah.
Yeah, like, things are reopening here again. Like, I don't know about you, but in Toronto, we went back into, like, a lockdown almost, and everything closed, so everything's reopening. They seem to not think there's a need for masks or anything anymore. You know how it is, like the kind of ebb and flow. It's really extreme, and then it's like, oh, it's just a virus, no worries.
I know, it's funny because I feel like I'm friends now because of this podcast with so many people from Canada, and I obsessively follow like the Canadian, like what's going on in Canada as far as like COVID.
Just because I love to see it.
It's just interesting, like, how different, like, we're all living in, like, separate worlds at this point, basically.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Wow, I'm, like, wanting to hug you because most people are like, where's Canada? Like, do you have a queen there? And it's just like, oh my god.
No, at this point, I'm a pseudo-Canadian, so I feel like it's my duty.
Well, I'm sure you have lots of international fans. So, an international diva.
Some would say. This episode, I've never done anything like this before. We are basically, would you say that we're kind of like doing a collaboration? We're like merging our minds.
Yeah, I feel like you're literally just giving me an episode to talk about myself, I woke up to the text from you asking, and I was like, oh my god, like an hour and a half, 2 hours of just talking about me. Sure,
pretty much. Yes. So Kai runs, I mean, I've said it before and I'll be open about it, it's fine, I've already stated it, it's my favorite Instagram account, like above all Instagram accounts.
Love you, baby.
It's the first one I check, and my phone knows at this point that there's just no other option. When I wake up, it's the first thing that pops up on Instagram. But the Real Housewives Orders, I think, is fucking brilliant. I think the idea is so brilliant. The concept is so brilliant. It's funny. And it's crazy because even before I knew you and before I knew your blog existed, it's always been my favorite thing about the Housewives is like them ordering food. Mm-hmm. And it's the it's almost like whatever restaurant they're at is like the fucking fifth Sex in the City girl. Like, they're always out to eat or drink in some form, and that's what the show revolves around. And like, I just think it's cool that you like spotted that and like leaned into it.
Totally. And like, I've had the Instagram for almost like 3 years now, so I'm very like jaded to it all, but I still get people who message me and they're like, wow, I can't see them order a drink anymore without either like thinking about you, this account, or just like noticing it in general. Like, it's something a lot of people don't necessarily pick up on right away.
Right.
It's so mundane and just kind of thrown into it all.
Yeah.
So it's interesting because, like you, like, I've always really liked that aspect of reality TV where you're truly like a fly on the wall and seeing how they actually interact with real people.
Right.
Opposed to just like a cast member or whatever. I think how you treat a waiter too is always an interesting way to kind of gauge what kind of person you are. And that's coming from like my experience of being a server back in the day.
Right.
And like really judging people like that. So yeah, I could about whatever.
Well, do you remember like, because you said you started it 3 years ago. Do you remember like what city or housewife specifically was the one that was like, I'm going to do this now? Like, you were watching it and you were like, I'm fucking doing it. This is just too much, like too good of an idea.
Uh-huh. Like, my origin story, or kind of like the quick little blurb I'll give to people when we're like just introing me on a podcast or whatever, I'll obviously go into it more, but the kind of like short and dirty of it is like, I've been watching Housewives forever, like 15 years now. So I've kind of seen all of the phases and just, you know what I mean? Like, I've been through it all. So yeah, a couple years ago, Beverly Hills and Orange County were like just lacking. I think we talked about this last time. It was just kind of like vapid and about like doggies and panties and not much else. And even like now that I have the account, I noticed like from season 7 to 10 of Beverly Hills, like there's 15 orders an episode. Like, they really bank on that kind of footage, which speaks to how little was going on. So those are really boring. So I was just kind of looking for an excuse to, you know, find something interesting with what was being presented to me. But the housewife itself would be Eva, because that's when she was pregnant and ordering everything. And I like thought about it for a while, and it's always been something like I'm interested in. And I noticed there wasn't really a spot just on the internet dedicated to just that. Like, there's a lot of Reddit threads. I'm not on Facebook, so maybe there's somebody on Facebook doing this, but like, there wasn't really something where I could just go and be like, Bethany, season 10, episode 11, what did she order?
Right.
There was nothing really like that. So I was like, okay, I want to do something like that, but I wanted to make sure it was, I don't know, I'm a control freak. Like, I wanted to make sure it was perfect before I did anything. So I think I like sat on the idea for like a month or two and talked to people and started a Real Housewives of Food Instagram at first, and like didn't do anything on it, but just wanted to get the name. And then that evolved to orders, because that was really kind of the gig of it all.
Right.
And yeah, now we're here.
And now it's like a well-oiled machine. And I would say for people who follow you, like you said, like, I know that when I watch the show, I definitely think about you when I'm watching it. Like, when they, you know, especially if it's like a good order, I legitimately get excited for you. And sometimes I'll text you and be like, so-and-so had like the best order tonight. And like, I'm so happy for you.
And that's like my favorite thing to wake up to. I like am notorious for not checking my DMs. If you don't follow the account and you are after listening to this and you DM me, don't feel offended if I ignore you for like 3 weeks. That's just, you know, that is just my gig. But yeah, I love waking up to a bunch of messages or texts from friends, because like, I have Bravo friends in real life too. So it's cool to wake up and it'd be like, okay, I already know what to go look for, because everyone is excited about it.
Well, that leads us into what we're doing today, which I am so fucking excited. I think that I've dreamt of this moment. Honestly, this is like selfishly for me. This is just an episode for me. It's totally selfish.
I will take it, because I feel the same way. Like, I feel like I'm like, this is literally created for me.
Well, it was.
Yeah, I guess who else would you do this with?
Would it be so funny if I had another person on and I was like, we're talking about Housewives orders. Can you imagine?
Honestly, I take zero ownership of it or anything. Because like recently I was like a big Bravo account, I forget who, sorry, to them, put up a story recently and like they were doing a poll and it was like, do you find the Housewives ordering interesting or just filler content? And like most of the results were voting against it and people were sending it to me. I mean, like, oh my God, like, and I was like, I don't take things like that personally. Like I have no stakes in the game. I'm just the only right. person who talks about it in like a dedicated spot that, right. you know, people just associate it with me now. But yeah, like I don't take ownership to any of this kind of shit. So even if you did do this with someone else, I'd be like, oh, I'm listening to that.
It's also not everybody's like gig, which is cool. Like that's the thing that I like about it is like it feels like such niche content, but the people who get it like really get it, and the people right. who don't just don't, and like that's also fine,
and they just don't follow or they don't engage, and yeah. that's totally fine. Because I was saying to you like maybe last week, like you're my core audience, and I wish that everyone who followed was like you in the sense that like you're getting it, you're laughing ironically, you're not taking anything too seriously. Mm-hmm. And just for context, like anyone listening, I edit all the scenes. So it's literally just order specific. So like, I'll get rid of anything else. So right. it's very just like, this is what it is. But yeah.
Well, today we're doing like, I guess the Straits would call it like almost like it's like a fantasy football thing or something, but like not...
Yeah, I guess the locals would be like a fantasy league.
They make lists, don't they? They love lists. I think so. They like to list their foosball athletes. So we're making it's Kai's list, and I just added to it, but we're doing a best orders and worst orders for each city. So basically the best housewife and the worst housewife as far as orders. I have such specific thoughts about each city, but I really strongly feel like I think that I really thought about it. I put a lot of heart and soul into this list and I feel confident about it.
Yeah, I was feeling like I said, I'm really jaded. I'm doing this constantly, like
right.
I'm inundated with it. So for me, when people ask me like, what's your favorite order? Who's your favorite order? I'm always just like, I don't know. I just was watching Heather Dubrow on my TV. I'm editing something with Dorinda right now. But right. we were just talking about Candy and Shamari's single. So right. where does my mind go? So this is fun because I've never really done anything like this where I break down like favorites and least favorites.
Well, we're starting in Atlanta, which I feel is very appropriate because in my opinion, Atlanta is like one of the best foodie cities.
Absolutely.
Like, the girls they are the best. They know to nothing. Yeah,
they love like, a drink. They love they love it all.
They love it all. And I love a housewife that likes to eat. Like I love a housewife who like runs for the food when they get to an event and like isn't afraid to eat on camera and isn't afraid to order like a weird cocktail because it's fun. Nobody wants to watch somebody on TV order like plates of lettuce and like pick it around with their fork. Like you want to watch people indulge in like, especially because it's regional. You know what I mean? So it's like, you're in Atlanta. Like, we want to see you eat a bunch of fucking really good Southern food, obviously. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I want you to go first.
Okay, are we doing best or worst?
Let's do best first.
Okay, so I broke mine down. I really tried to be specific and pick like one order. Everyone, before we get started, I should probably put a disclaimer because I'm gonna get some like riots in my DMs.
Okay.
And just like in my comment section probably. Like this is what I'm thinking as of February 17th at 8 p.m. Right. I am an Aries. My opinion is very well gonna be different tomorrow morning. So don't kill me. Don't hate me. This is as of today. This is constantly changing too.
Okay.
Okay, so for my favorite orderer from Atlanta, I gave it to Eva. Okay. And specifically, I wrote down when she spent $187 while pregnant out to dinner with Cynthia. She ordered a broccoli, fried green beans, lo mein, yellowtail sashimi, sashimi, there we go, orange chicken, and a Peking duck. So iconic. I mean, iconic. And then a special shout out to Shamari. Can I get a strawberry margarita? I'm not gonna sing, sorry everyone, but like, if you don't know Shamari, can I get the strawberry margarita? You need to go watch that episode, because like,
oh my god,
legend status was secured at that point.
Or just follow Kai, because that meme is like iconic to your page. Like, I will never not think of you when I see that clip. So I didn't pick an order because obviously I don't know them, but right. I did pick a girl, and I'm excited to hear you pick the orders. Like, that's the fact that you knew what Eva ordered, like, I'm living for that.
Well, like I was saying to you, I wish when you first asked me, I sat at home and I was like, I wish there was something I could reference, like an encyclopedia. And I was like, you dumb bitch. Like, you literally run an Instagram account dedicated to this. So I just did a little scroll through for everything that I was like, this is what I'm thinking.
You're like, I've only done this every single day, all day for several years now.
Yeah. Okay. But I wish someone could help me.
Well, I chose Eva as my runner-up.
Okay.
For that reason. And I literally put in my notes, I knew that you would choose her. And I knew that that would be the order. And I think in her short time on the show, Eva fucking killed it with ordering. Like, she
did
just...
Did nothing else? She did with the menu? Loved it. She was just pregnant the whole time.
Yeah. And she really made it fun. Like, she really would just go fucking ham and order whatever she wanted. And
she was ordering for Cynthia at one point so that she could have it. Like, icon.
Iconic. I love Eva. I'll always be an Eva apologist no matter what. My winner for Atlanta is Miss Candy Burris.
I was about to say, it's got to be Candy, fish taco queen of the world.
The queen of fish tacos. And I just think, you know, for the better part of a decade, Candy has been unapologetically eating on camera, whatever the fuck she wants. And Candy's always the first person to go straight for the food when they're at a party. And I just love that. Like, I love a hungry girl.
And I love, like, do people say hangry still? Like, hungry, angry? Or am I really?
I think they do.
She's, like, a great example of someone who's, like, really funny when they're hangry. Like, she actually, like, you know when Candy gets her shaky voice when she's really upset? That's, like, when she, like, can't have food or there's no food available. Like, the shaky voice comes out.
Or when you talk about her mama. Don't you dare.
Or when you talk about her mama. Never.
Should we do worst?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I start this one off too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my worst is Kim Zolciak Bierman. I mean, if anyone has watched the show, she is just she's a character.
Yes.
So the moment that really solidified this for me was in season one when she was asked if she would try guacamole. And I understand in 2006 or 2007 or whenever this came out, guacamole, you know, wasn't super hot and everyone didn't have it. But she referred to it as green garbage in a rock, which was just like a pestle and mortar. So like they were like mashing it up normally, and she's like, I'm not eating that green garbage in a rock. And then just every meal is followed by a cigarette, which nothing but respect for that. But just Kim loses it for me.
I also picked Kim for obvious reason. She is the palate of a 13-year-old boy, and it's like not cute.
Pizza and wine.
Yeah, and like french fries. Like, there's nothing more grotesque to me than an adult who has like a children's palate and is unwilling to try food. Like, I despise that person. I don't want to go out to dinner with that person. I'm actually offended when that person asks me to go to dinner. Like, girl, I don't want to watch you like theatrically try some very common food and make a big spectacle about it, because I don't care.
Yeah, she's someone who would like not like be like, I don't like sushi, and then you like offer her like tempura and broccoli. Like, I'm thinking very basic, and she like turns her nose up even at that, which is just like deep fried vegetable, hun. No, like, totally agree.
We'll make sure everybody sees her try it. Make a
Did you see this?
Yeah, I'm trying it. Like, that to me is like one of my biggest pet peeves, and it's just strong Kim energy there. So
totally. I don't even surround myself with people like that. So good on you for being able to turn down that invite.
Right. Cool. We're off to a good start. Look at us.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we're going to be very similar. I tried to throw in some wild cards, though.
Okay. Me too.
I try. Like, yeah. Maybe people who wouldn't think I would pick them ever.
Well, we're doing the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills next. Do you want me to go first this time?
Sure. I like that. Let's like go on and on.
Okay. So Beverly Hills is a city I dreaded having to pick from because the women are notoriously, shall we say, staunch, buttoned up, uptight, conservative when it comes to food. Yes. And I'm not even talking exotic food. The women in Beverly Hills are uptight about the most common foods, the most basic of cuisine. It's just really like, you know, it's not enjoyable. And there's always been a lot of food trauma, I feel, on Beverly Hills. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of discussion about ED stuff, bodies, wanting to be skinny, like, obsession about what people are eating. It's just, like, a dark city when it comes to food.
Absolutely. But
that was until Miss Crystal showed up.
Queen of food.
I mean, the queen of food. And it's ironic. Maybe she's the biggest foodie in the history of this entire franchise. I would say even more than Bethany. And she's on a city that needs it so bad.
Because they don't have like a, they don't, what's the word I'm looking for? They don't have like a mascot or like a face to yes. the, you know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
They don't have a girly like that. So. Yeah. Now that Crystal is here, she is that face. I need to see her order for the table before yeah. I give her too much because they were like stingy on the Crystal orders this past year, I found. But right. everything we did see or everything she did make, I was very into.
Yeah, and I applaud her for getting the women to, you know, try new things and like taste new things and eat on camera. I mean, Kyle has
like, wow, sesame oil, never had this. Get my cucumber in that. I love the food of your culture. I'm just like, oh, fuck to eat.
I tried sesame oil. But like she got them to eat and like have fun. Like the dumpling thing I thought was like so cute and like such a fun like switch up because you never see stuff like that on Beverly Hills. I just like when I close my eyes, it's just like flashes of like I'm seeing Adrienne Maloof washing a chicken with hand soap. But
I was about to say, I feel like you hate like a Adrienne Maloof type order. I believe we've talked about this before. Forgive me if we haven't.
We might.
But like have. I know like that gives you no joy at all. Like at all.
It sends a like razor sharp pain down my back. I'm not kidding. You chose Crystal, right?
I did choose Crystal, but then as like, I tried to just do a couple options in case we sure. were too matchy-matchy.
Sure.
I'm giving it to Brandy. Brandy is, pardon me?
She's a foodie, I forgot.
Brandy is a foodie. Brandy is someone who will drink anything. But the specific order that came to mind when I decided to give this title to Brandy, was she went out for lunch with Taylor. She ordered a vanilla cappuccino, non-fat, with a chopped salad, but wanted mozzarella instead of Swiss, ooh, with salami, pepperoncinis, and then she got a side of French fries. So, you know, she's focused on her caffeine intake, her green intake, and then adding some fries for some fun. And she's not one of those people who, like she'll be particular about things and be like, mozzarella instead of Swiss, but it's like, if the waiter was to say like, oh, we can't do that, she would not care. Do you right. know what I mean? Like, that's absolutely. The difference between, like, a Brandy insane order and, like, a Lisa Rinna insane order. Like,
yes.
One is not being nasty about it. That's not the right word. But you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
Like, I need to stop saying you know what I mean. You don't know.
But I do completely understand what you're saying. And to be honest with you, I completely forgot that Brandy is a like certified foodie. I think didn't she like go to culinary school?
I don't know about that, but
listen, maybe? I've been known to dabble in Brandy Glanville's podcast. It's like literally me and her are the only people listening to it at this point.
Oh, okay, so you very well may be onto something that even I didn't know.
I'm pretty sure Brandy either went to culinary school or she wanted to go, but I know that she's notoriously the best like cook in that entire city's history.
Totally. Yeah, she used to like tweet pic like meals that she was making. And I was just like, okay, maybe we don't need to post this, but like, right. You know, love to see you cooking at home.
In between calling Leanne Rimes a dumb cunt.
Oh my God.
I'm like doxing her.
Telling Army Hammer she wants him to like eat her ribcage.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Here's the roast chicken I made last weekend. A little sprig of rosemary on top.
Fucking Brandy. That was a really good pick.
Yeah, she's rail thin, but she likes to eat and, you know, relatable. I'm rail thin and I love to eat. So.
Well, I think it's should come as no surprise that, you know, if it's like, I could pick so many people from the cast, to be honest, but nobody.
Everyone.
Everybody's really bad, but nobody compares to Adrienne Maloof. I mean, you want to talk about sucking the joy out of a room? It's Adrienne Maloof ordering dinner. I mean, honestly, it's like so upsetting to listen to her order and like to watch her like violently poke at food and never do anything to it. And just like, it's just so joyless.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate like, that.
She like does not give me a like eats food at all vibe, which is very weird. I don't know how to elaborate on that besides like, she probably just drinks like Slim Fast still.
Yeah, like she's never like indulged in something or had like a guilty food pleasure or like craved ice cream or popcorn or anything like that. Like I just don't think she's that girl.
No, which is she's kind of like a robot.
She is like a robot. She's a tinsel-haired robot.
I was about to say, but like the tinsel extensions, they're laid, they're perfect. Yeah. Right.
Like, she's tasted popcorn, but she's never really had it. She's tasted pizza. She's never really tried it.
Or, like, you remember those, like, Freaky Eater shows? I literally think it was called, like, Freaky Eater, where they're, like, bite into something and then, like, chew it, but then spit it back out.
Yeah.
Sorry if that's triggering for anyone listening. But, like, it's very that. Like, yes, I've tasted it, but it doesn't touch this temple.
Yes, for sure. She is triggering, to be honest with you. Adrienne Maloof is like a very triggering character on TV when it comes to that stuff. So
well, even like her in restaurants, like they'd always shove her with Paul, who is like a menu queen. Like they're wanting different things. Hey, can you recommend something? And she would just sit there like looking miserable and impatient. And like that's never really a feeling I've thought while someone's taking my order. But I just think, yeah, that tells you everything you really need to know about her.
Yeah, you're right. I'm glad that you brought up the server thing because that's like so important, especially to the housewives. And we are now moving on to the Real Housewives of Orange County, and it is your turn.
I didn't tell you mine.
Oh, wait, you was it different than Adrienne?
Yeah, I raised you and Adrienne with a Teddy Joe Mellencamp.
Oh, yes!
Queen of literally starving herself.
Yes!
Teddy, please eat a cheeseburger. But the order I had in mind with that was when she ordered edamame with no salt. Like, seriously, who hurt you?
Joyless. Again, just no, like, my God. Like, are you kidding me, girl? It's a pinch of fucking rock salt. Like, girl.
I'm an edamame girly. I love edamame.
Yeah.
And the salt is like the best part of it. If there's no salt on it, I'm dipping it in soy sauce so that I can have like a sodium kick.
Totally.
So, yeah, Teddy Joe for me. And then also Saint Denise Richards. She is horrendous. And I'm always thinking about when she ordered Casamigos on a big rock. And mashed potatoes, and I want to say like a salad with nothing but cucumber, like just a cucumber salad, which like I'm fine with a cucumber salad, but when you're removing everything else, like no dressing, I want to say it was like no pepper, no garlic, no anything. That again, joyless, lifeless, sad.
Like you're eating on camera. You're eating on camera. Like even if you don't eat it, like just be fun. You're on
camera. Get a Reuben.
Yeah.
Yes. Like call it a day.
Get a big ass steak and don't even cut into it. Just get it for the theatrics. You're on TV.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like I try to suspend my like sense of reality when watching this show, but like never forget a lot of these times, like it probably is 10 in the morning and they're expected to order, you know, like their 2 p.m. lunch. Like, I get the right. not wanting to actually eat, you know, a whole branzino and a appletini at 10 a.m. when you're like pretending it's 2 or you're meeting right. for dinner. So I get that, but like, just play along with it. Like, fake it, mama.
Yeah, you're right. Or like, if you're like not really planning on staying for more than like 1 minute because you're about to just like rip somebody's head off and then leave, like, you don't want to be waiting then for food to come. So I do get that.
Exactly.
That was a good, oh, that was a, I forgot about Teddy. That was such a good fucking answer.
Like you said, though, there's so many Beverly Hills girls, like, because you can throw Rinna on that list. She's the queen of just like copying everyone else and then right. pushing the food around on her plate. And yeah. yeah. Kyle is very unadventurous.
Yeah. You know what yeah. makes me sad about Kyle specifically is like, Kyle deep down is a foodie.
Totally. Like, in her we saw Girls spirit. Trip. She wanted to get into it. We saw her at that dumpling event that you talked about earlier. Like, she yep. was, I think that's the most I've ever seen Kyle eat on camera. So it's agreed. Nice when, like, she, you know, just kind of like, let's go and yep. have some fun. Because, you I know, agree. Like, she's taking an edible and eating a bag of Doritos.
Totally. You know it. She's sneak eating in her room off camera. You absolutely. Know what I mean?
The chicken bones are under the bed.
Like. Yeah, Kyle, game mechanized game, girl. Okay, are you ready to move on to Orange County?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, so my best, I'm giving it to Heather Dubrow, queen / monster of restaurants. She is a terror to service people from everything I've seen. apparently not a great tipper, but I live for Heather approaching the menu as it's just an ingredient listing. And she doesn't ask, she tells. I love a ask, don't tell approach to a menu. Wait,
right.
Tell, yeah. don't ask.
Yes.
Edible, yes. like literally just kicked in. I'm like, oh. But yeah, so Heather... and I'm just like thinking about like her very first scene of her like franchise in season 7. Oh my, I can't.
You're fine.
but like her intro scene was like her being like extremely particular and like sending like food back because it wasn't thin enough. And like, you know, when you have to self-edit your ordering, you know you're doing something right.
God, you took all the words out of my mouth in the best way. Like, it's almost unfair, especially in Orange County, because that's another city that is quite miserable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think Orange County really, like, originated the miserable food orders and the lifeless, just, like, sad dinners of eating fucking vegetables that are steamed with no salt. Free
dressing, please.
Like, oh, my God. Like,
I didn't even realize that was a fucking thing.
I know. God, like, talk about up fucking tight. So yeah, she's almost like unfair amongst that cast because she's like on another level. I didn't know that she was a bad tipper. That's really wild.
This is like alleged, that's like on Reddit type thing. I've never actually had anyone serve her or anything okay. like that. I would picture her to be a very generous tipper,
right?
Just because
they love to throw money around.
Yeah, exactly. And like, I feel like she's someone who would almost feel bad about how particular she is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she'd be like, oh, I made this girl go back like to the kitchen 10 times tonight.
Right.
So I'm going to like, you know, slip an extra 50 into the tip just because like, feel kind of bad. But like, she got her steps in. So TBD.
While we're on the topic of her, can we talk about the fact that I don't even remember how long ago it was that I sent you her house tour, but can we talk about that it's taken, what, 2 years for her to finish touring her home?
We just got her podcast studio, like, last week on YouTube. I got, like, the notification. I'm like, we're still, like, launching this and,
like
rolling it out?
It's crazy, because, that like, you guys, if you watch Orange County, I know that they've, like, kind of shown her house on TV. I cannot suggest enough going on the Heather Dubrow YouTube channel and watching her house tour. It's fucking psychotic because it's Heather and there's so much like I can't think of the word, like very specific detail in everything, and it's all so custom that it's like a Sims house, to be honest. Like, it really Absolutely. Is like a wealthy Sims house, and it's taken her over 2 years to get through the house because it's so big.
And everything's a story, and everything is yeah, just like you said, like, you know, we got this big slab of custom made marble, but it didn't fit. So right. we had to send it all back for this 50 square foot room. That's not a lot, but like 5,000 square foot room, and get it all redone.
It's always a tale.
Yeah. Like, it's always like the worst possible thing, but like also not, because
it's like so dumb. And like, yeah. she's also like very, like they're a very symbolic family. Everything means something. And like, I swear it took her a year to explain the carved tree in the window. Like,
I'm someone who like permanently resides in Heather Dubrow's world. Like, I've been known to listen to the podcast every now and then.
Yeah.
So like, I still don't get it.
The tree?
Yeah. Like, I understand like the general points of it. Like, you know, tree of life, this is our family, yada, yada, yada. But like,
right.
It just goes over my head in a way. Like, I'm like, should I understand this?
I don't understand design. I'm not at the level of understanding where she's like, well, so-and-so's favorite bird is the swallow, but Terry's favorite bird is the so-and-so. So we combine the birds, but they have one wing to represent one family. And it's
this
like
is it.
Hour-long thing about how, you know, like you said, it's flown in from Italy and it cracked on the way here, so they had to go to the Swiss Alps and chip it off some mountaintop,
literally.
And it's like just the handle to the fridge, and you're like, we're at the fridge handle still, and it's been 2 hours.
Uh-huh. And then she bangs her gong, and we wait another 6 months for the next drop, and
I'm with bated breath.
I literally have alerts turned on.
me too. I'm not above it.
Yeah, I'm a Heather apologist. She can do, actually, she does so much wrong, but like, right. I don't know. She screams gay rights, so you gotta love it.
Exactly. She does so much right.
Uh-huh. And like, she has a towel heater, oh. which like, I only wish I could experience such a luxury in my life.
And Terry has like nine man caves or whatever.
And he uses none of them.
And he's never in his palace. by the way, as just as a complete side note, her kids also seem shockingly adjusted to be so wealthy. Like, they're so normal.
So normal. And like, I think that just is like a testament to her and Terry's parenting. Again, I'm like so pro HD that like, she could have, who's a bad housewives kid?
Like old school Melania.
There we go. She could have that and be like, oh, what a little angel. Like, so sweet. But yeah, no, they are so normal. And yeah. I think it's just like, I always assume really rich kids are just like stuck up and like doing a bunch of blow at a young age. But like,
right.
they are very just like, I don't know, you can tell that there's open lines of communication. Mm-hmm. And they've probably just been able to do whatever they want forever, that like, nothing, like they're not enticed to be bad.
Yeah, they have no reason to desire it. Yeah, they're like, we live in a fucking mall.
Literally.
Like,
we live in
a custom built mall. Like, we're fine.
Now I'm like, damn, how do I Airbnb that place? I would love to live there.
Oh my God, what I would give to walk around. I would love to be
like a Heather assistant and just like do whatever she needs.
Which would literally just be like, do the podcast with me and laugh at all my jokes.
Yeah, and fill the champagne wall up.
Yeah, and always call it Shams.
Oh, right. And I would have to like refill, like she has like 10 different ice machines in that house, at least. So I have to refill
Terry
those with
likes
water.
A certain kind of ice for his beer, but he likes a different kind of ice for water. So.
Which is like something I can get behind.
Totally.
I love ice. I'm
an ice girl.
Yeah, I am an ice girl.
Who's your worst in OC?
Was Heather yours too?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have it's a tie. I'm giving it to Tamara just because like the poor thing never is having any fun. Like, even when she is having like a cheat day, it's still just like chicken and salad. Like, it's nothing exciting. And then the specific order I have in mind, and I talk about this constantly to friends, coworkers on my Instagram, when she ordered a plain chicken breast at a fondue restaurant. So she's at a fondue restaurant. Eddie's like, I've never been here before. Like, how does it work? And the guy's explaining it, like, you melt the cheese, you dip things in it. And she was just sat there with a look of disgust on her face. And I was like, do you just have chicken? Like imagine ordering a boiled ass piece of chicken at a fondue restaurant. Stay home.
Like, girl, and imagine sitting across from that woman while you're dipping fucking shit in melted buttery cheese and like feeling like the most disgusting piece of shit. Because she's nibbling on a piece of chicken breast with no salt or pepper on it. How
literally no seasoning. And the thing is too, like, Eddie is super fit and into that. So like, right. That's my thing with Tamara. I'm like I see Eddie doing things and I understand every body is like different and how you process food is different, blah, yada, yada. But like, he can have fun. Why can't you?
Right.
And this isn't even like a fit, getting ready for a fitness competition. That I'll give as like a grace period almost. Like, of course you're gonna be eating like super fucking clean,
right?
But
right.
Just like, this is like off season from that. Like, this is, and just, it's also how she, like, eats.
Of course you'd be good at that because it's like how you eat all year.
Exactly.
Like, it's like no work for her to do an extremely restricted bodybuilding diet
at all. And then I'm giving kind of like second place, but mostly so my second place would be Vicky, and it's specifically the Vicky teeny, which Brooks, not Girth, her disgusting ex, called it. And once it became the Vicky teeny, I was like, no. So that's like the my god. That is when she would order a dirty martini and get it with blue cheese stuffed olives, and that's her thing. Oh my God. I invented this, but once Brooks rebranded it as the Vicky teeny, she lost me.
I hate that I never got my hands on a bottle of Vicky bacon vodka. I really hate that.
Oh my god, me too.
I hate
it's a regret. I've looked on eBay too, like slightly recently. And then I was also trying to find Wine by Wives, which is like their little wine thing. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
I just wanted to put the bacon vodka like on my shelf somewhere. You know what I mean? I just wanted it for display.
It looks so good on my desk.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a literal recovering alcoholic. Like, are you okay? Like, sir.
You're like, trust me, I have no indulgence to drink the bacon vodka. I'm completely fine. Oh,
God, no.
I'll be fine. I chose somebody different.
Okay, who?
I chose Alexis Bellino.
My queen.
Alexis is like, you know, not many people can top Adrian for being staunchly, intensely, like, just rigid at a restaurant. But Alexis, the thing that I love about her is that she's so unapologetically difficult. Ordering. Yes. Like, yes. She's like, no, you are here to serve me, and it's going to take me 37 minutes, and that just is what it is. And at the end of the day, it's just lettuce, but it's going to take me a really long time to explain.
Yeah, and I always just want one more bite, like just one little teeny little.
One more. Okay.
I fully agree with that, and she's someone who like I get requests for all the time.
Yeah.
Post when Alexis put ketchup all over their food in San Antonio or wherever they were. Like, there's always like a, hey, can you post the restaurant scene where Jim throws Alexis's jacket for no reason? And like, oh my God. So many of just stuff like that. So you're super valid in this.
God, that's actually, now that you're like naming them off, I can't think of somebody who's had like consecutively more awkward dinners with their spouse.
Oh my gosh, watching like, the two of them, like, I thank God every day that she escaped that man.
I know.
And seems to be thriving. She's got a hot young boyfriend, or young looking-ish.
Yeah.
He's got muscles.
I wish that she was, I mean, according to her, because I listened to Jeff Lewis. and he always has the ex-house, the burned former housewives on.
Yeah.
And according to her, Andy just like begs her every day to come back on.
And I've heard that too. She not from it. Yeah, not from that though. Like someone has messaged me before being like, Alexis is always being asked to be like re-interviewed. And mm-hmm. remember how like a couple seasons ago now she did that little scene with Emily?
Yeah.
That was to like try and get her interest back in, but I don't think it really worked.
I mean, she is arguably one of the best villains in the history of the franchise to me.
Well, yeah, because she had no idea that she was the villain.
Right. And that just makes it so good, right? Like when they think that they're like the voice of, or like that they're the Greek chorus of the show, and then they find out that they're like, everybody can't fucking stand them.
It's everyone like, hates you.
Yeah. Like,
like even production hates you.
Right. Andy hates you. Like,
But no, she's like one of the few people who like, I honestly think is being truthful when she says like, oh, they constantly ask me back. Mm-hmm, me too. Cause even like they did like a 100th episode special or something where they like broke down season 8. This was a couple mm-hmm. years ago. And just like the way they talked about Alexis, like everyone, it was just like, yeah, like we wanted to let her close her story out how she wanted to, which like no one is given that ever. Right.
Yeah.
It's just always super complimentary towards her. So.
And it would be nice to see like her new life, you know, because it's so opposite of what it was.
But she's still like the same chaotic person. Like a year, she put up this story on her Instagram. She's like, I need to do this, this, and this, but I have a glazed salmon at home. And it's just like, oh my God.
She was on, you watch Below Deck?
I do. And I did see that, I think. I'm a little bit behind. Mess. Oh, I know, but I loved it.
It was so good.
It was like pure, you know, when like you're like, I'm going on vacation, fuck everything.
Yes,
that's what that was.
Totally. And she's like, my boyfriend's hot and I haven't really been able to show him off on camera, and like mm-hmm. you know,
look how good I'm doing now.
Yeah, she's like, well, me and hubby are going downstairs, come on hubby, my little hubby. Honey. It's so obnoxious. And my runner-up was Tamra for all the reasons that you named, you know, just miserable. So
yeah
plain Jane. Next is Miami. This is fun.
Miami. Before we do that, have you been watching the reboot? I don't want to like sour any future plans you have for like a Housewives episode, but are you enjoying it? Or
girls are back. I like Miami. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. it's fun. It's not anything that will stick with me. No, I mean, you know, it's not long. It's not going to stick in my brain, but it's fun. I, you know, mm-hmm. I've always liked Miami. I do miss Joanna Krupa a lot. But yeah, what do you think about it?
I was just saying this earlier. Like, I feel like everyone online is like, oh my God, this is the best franchise ever. Like, it's blowing everything out of the like water. I'm feeling like, not underwhelmed by it, but I'm just having the same reaction to what I had before when it was on. Like, I enjoy it, but like you said, like nothing's really sticking with me. In Canada, we get it a full week behind you.
Okay.
I think that's also kind of hindering my experience as well, because I'm already a full week behind. I've already listened to the podcast. I've seen the memes, the next time on, the mid-season trailer, everything already. Yeah. So by the time I get it, I'm kind of just like, okay, I like the beat. That's cute.
right.
Yeah, it's cute. I'm shockingly really liking Larsa. Larsa, go girl, give us nothing. But that's just her.
Yeah, like she's got, it's like, I realized after that dinner party or that dinner where they were all screaming at each other, like she's just chill, but like is outgoing in her own way. She's just not like loud, but like she'll fucking let have. Like she's not like, you know, she's funny too.
Agreed.
Yeah, I like her.
At first I was just like, oh, she's here doing like an E show. And like we've talked before about how like vapid and soulless E shows are.
Right.
So I was like, oh, like she's like self-editing in a way for that. But I was like, oh no, she's just really like low energy.
Yep.
Doesn't need to be the star, because at first I was like, wow, she really fades into the background in these group scenes, and I'm like, oh, she doesn't want to be here. So, why would she pop?
Yeah, and she's not like desperate for the money, mm-hmm. the way like other women might be. And I also think it's really interesting that she, I know that they're like putting it in like an OnlyFans context, but like she's basically saying that she's like yachting.
That's all she's saying. Whenever she's like, oh, it's just a bunch of like Saudi Arabian men messaging me on OnlyFans to come overseas. I'm like, okay, I've been reading Blind Items long enough to know what that means. Like,
right, I'm like, holy shit, like she's just like doesn't give a fuck, but that's cool, you know. It's like
I love it,
kind of lives her life so like out loud. Like I think it's, I have a different respect for her now than I did.
Totally. And even when like it was announced she was being cast, I'm like, really? And
yeah,
like,
same.
Main cast, oh really?
Yeah,
like center mojito, really? Right. But I'm here for Larsa. I'm also a Dr. Nicole stan.
Me too.
Which I think is gonna be my segue into say that she's my favorite Miami orderer at the moment.
Tell me everything.
Present moment. When I first talked about Miami on my Instagram, I called her a flop. Right. I did not really like her. I was like, why is this woman here? She offers nothing. And then she went out to dinner with her partner and they ordered a bottle of wine, charred octopus, like chicken, a Saganaki cheese, a snapper. And then she like went into this like soliloquy. She's like, well, I'm a foodie and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, this is my bitch.
Right.
And then after that, she like got attacked at the table by everyone and like literally ate everyone up.
Yeah.
She was like one by one, like your friend said you got married for it to be on the show essentially. So after that I was like, okay, like she is that girl, like she is the girl that bothers everyone simply by existing,
right?
And we'll call you a hooker behind your back, which like been there,
we look on both ends.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's amazing. That's actually so funny because I literally wrote in my notes that there were two moments where I realized that I loved her, and it was the dinner party where she let everybody fucking have it. And that dinner scene where she ordered all that food, and I was like, oh, she's a foodie. And like, not only is she a foodie, her husband's also a foodie, and like their indulgence is spending a shit ton of money on dinner.
Yeah, like, and like taking a private jet to go for lunch.
Like, oh my,
okay.
Oh my God. When she said that, like, oh, you want to go to New Orleans for it to get lunch? I was like, oh, this is my girl. Like,
uh-huh.
Girl, we see each other.
Yeah,
I
that
get
is
you.
My friend, my soulmate, my sister.
Right.
Yes. It is it all.
Very, very that. Yeah, she's everything. And she's fucking gorgeous. I think she's so cute.
So pretty. And my friend Lizzie, who we did Pretty Wild with, she said to me kind of recently, she's like, why? How come like every time I look at her face, does it look like she just like popped a bunch of edibles and they're just all kicking in? So now whenever I watch Nicole, she does kind of just like sit there like...
A little squiddy eyed.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, she does. Queen of edibles, 420 yeah. Friendly queen. Love it.
And like you said, we love a housewife who can read. And like the fact that she let all of them have it and then she just sat and ate her food after 9 people tried to come for her and like they couldn't do it. Like that was honestly iconic.
Like yeah. I know a lot of people are throwing that word around about like, you know, Alexia having 30 storylines about dead gay people, but
right,
entertaining, yes. Iconic, no.
Yeah.
9 girls coming after you and you ending them all
yeah.
in literally the last 10 minutes of an episode, like that's iconic.
Like not getting flustered, not crying, not screaming, not even getting up. Like you sat and cut a piece of meat and... you know, politely let everybody have it, and it was amazing. And they, none of them knew what to say.
No, I don't think any of them expected that.
Yeah, it was cool.
I loved it. Okay, so who's your Miami flop then?
So as much as I like her as a character on this television show, it is imperative that I choose Lisa. It is so important that I choose Lisa. She's the absolute fucking worst. And Lisa is, in my opinion, she's the person, again, who will very theatrically not like try new things, but she'll be like, let's get French fries and then make a huge deal that they're ordering fries and talk about how bad they're being.
She keeps calling wine mommy juice this season, which like I hate. So she's also my least favorite. Yes. Hey, could I have a glass of mommy juice? Like, I'd be like, excuse me, ma'am, sorry.
Yeah, is that apple juice, orange juice? Which one?
Milk. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, like order like an adult, sis.
Yeah. Yeah, I Lisa is who I had written down for mine as well. And I couldn't even think of like any specific orders because I just don't feel like she ever eats.
Yeah, I wrote in my notes that there's no, I don't have any specific, like there's no proof that she's this way. It's just how she projects herself.
Absolutely. And like, I'm trying to like think of like the Rolodex in my head. And the only thing I can think of is when she would like drink champagne with Red Bull and call it Shamble. And it was like, oh, so we're just doing like the drink equivalent of cocaine tonight? Like, okay.
And I will say I'm excited that we have a foodie on Miami because Miami is like such a fun food location.
Yeah. And so, like even this season, what they've like thrown in food wise, I'm like, yes, would eat that. More of that into that.
Yeah, it's good. But yeah, she's I think Lisa's really fun. I like watching her on TV, but just like I don't want to go to dinner with Lisa.
Yeah, I'm confused why she's here for this reboot. She offers nothing and seems to be the same person she was 10 years ago, which no one else seems to be there.
Right. It's weird, right? Like nothing about her life is different.
No growth. Husband still hates her. It's sad.
It is sad. It's sad.
It's a sad character.
Let's move on to Jersey. Yeah, so you're going to go first this time. I'm actually really, really excited for your Jersey picks because I don't think I can, I don't know who they'll be.
Okay. This is hard for me. Jersey is like my franchise. Those are my girls, like top three always. Like that and Atlanta are just always, just they're like the gold standard for me. They could be in the floppiest of seasons. And I'm still right. Like, yes. Like,
yeah.
Those are my mom. I love you. So, my favorite is Danielle Staub.
Tell me every detail. I want to know all of it.
Danielle is, I have such a soft spot for her. She is my favorite villain. She is my favorite victim. She is my favorite everything. But the two moments I'm thinking of, I'm a big smoothie girl. Like if you follow me, I'm always plugging my Vitamix. Yes. Vitamix, if you're listening, would love to be a brand ambassador.
At this point, like, what the fuck? What are they waiting for?
Someone messaged me recently, and they're like, it's going to be funny when we find out one day, like, you're MK Ultra-ing us all to buy Vitamixes, and like, we find out you work for them or something. I don't, no affiliation. But Danielle is also a big smoothie girly. But she's always very particular, but also not. So she'll be like, I like bananas, but I'm allergic to almonds. And that's all she'll give them.
Okay.
And then also at one point, I want to say in like season one or two, she's at like her classic Jersey diner and she calls it my blueberry banana smoothie. Because apparently this diner makes her special blueberry banana smoothie every day. And when you take ownership of an item on the menu that's very regular, like extremely regular, probably ordered by many people, I love that. Second is Dina. Dina is queen of ordering a hot lemon water wherever she goes, and I am that girl.
Okay.
So yeah, in between Dina and Danielle. Danielle's also extremely... she's one of those people who I don't want to say she's faking her food allergies, but has many food allergies where I'm like, where did this come from? Like she can't eat certain peppers. They'll kill her. She can't eat gluten. But they just seem to be introduced very like randomly, very like Aviva-like in a way where it's just like, is this real?
Right.
So, I mean, she should probably be my least favorite because I'm spelling out everything like I hate about like Tamara, but for Danielle I'm like, yes, queen,
slay. You're like, she's always in these bodybuilding competitions, which I love. She only eats chicken breasts during those times, which I think is so incredible,
right? Groundbreaking. Never been done before.
I forgot about Danielle's all of her things, her food things.
She's such an impactful character, but also someone you instantly forget about.
Yeah, I mean, Danielle, for sure, I agree with you. I think she's the best. Danielle, and I stand by this statement, she's the best villain because she thinks that The Real Housewives is a sexual thriller. And that is why Danielle Staub will always be the best villain in the history of the show, because she's literally Sharon Stone. In her mind, it's Basic Instinct. And that's why she's so fucking... Do you know what I mean?
I have never felt something ring more true.
Yeah.
Finally, like... everything is making sense. People, like, I'm a villain girly. I love my villains. I'm very open about loving my villains.
Yes.
Shout out to Candy Gal. I am team Candy Gal. I always get, like, made fun of to the end of the world and back. But that's so right, because people are like, well, why do you like Danielle? Like, she's evil. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's the point. But now that you've added this, like, sexy thriller, erotic.
Yeah. Yeah. She's had, like, Basic Instinct sex with lots of men. Like, scary, like, hot, kind of violent. Like, you're in charge, I'm in charge, I'm dominant, you're dominant. Like, just very, like, sexual thriller. I would get out of the bed in sheets.
Yeah.
Kind of sex. Like, she's really that girl.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. It was hard for me to pick somebody in Jersey, to be honest with you, because I think for the most part, Jersey's a great food city.
All they do is eat.
All they do is eat. Great orderers. All the women love to eat on camera. They revolve their whole sort of, like, you know, you can tell that they're people who, like, equate food to, like, love and relationships and friendships and family. And I really, really love that.
Yeah.
So I could honestly pick most women that have been on the show, but, like, I picked Teresa.
As I'd say, Tree is always a really good backup, because Tree is one of those people who, like, sorry to just cut you off,
no, but go ahead,
she's one of those people who's like, okay, they gave me a per diem today, like, I am spending it all, you know what I mean? Like, she's always just, like, ordering everything, and obviously it's coming from a place of, like, actually enjoying the food. But I love someone who's like, okay, I've got $100 to spend on this lunch, like, all of it's going.
yeah that's my Teresa.
Yeah, hi honey.
God, I need that out.
Please don't.
No, but yeah, you're right. Like, she, and the thing that I love about her is that she's been on both sides of it. So, like, she's been a foodie and she indulges, and she obviously has written a New York Times best-selling cookbook, as she will remind you. Teresa likes to eat, and she'll eat on camera, and she can cook and whatever, but she's also been in bodybuilding competitions where she is bringing Ziploc bags of lettuce and shit to restaurants, and, you know, so I kind of like that she's been awful and, like, incredible. Like, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, I think that she's, like, a sure thing. Like, I kind of gauge it based on, like, what I want to share a meal. Like, what I want to, like, sit across from this person at dinner. And I think that me and Teresa would have a fucking gay old time at dinner, to be honest.
She'd be so fun.
Yeah, I think she'd be really fun.
You could order Branzino. You can get the...
Yeah.
Going to, like, Rails Steakhouse with Teresa would be a dream come true.
Oh my God, we could order Branzino. I'd be so excited.
Get the whole Branzino. When we finally meet in real life, that's what we'll have to do, is go for full Branzino.
I'm going to bring a 10-year-old bottle of Skinny Girl Margarita. We won't even crack it open. We'll just, like, have it on the dinner table. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring the bottle that has Alex McCord's drawing instead of Bethany's.
Honestly, that's probably, like, vintage, like, she, darling.
Right. Who's your worst in Jersey?
My worst, I'm giving it to my Aries sister, Melissa Gorga. And this is simply because one time she went to the Sugar Factory and ordered a banana chunk martini with a steak. And nothing has ever topped that. I was like, that's, like, my least favorite order of all time.
Even just hearing you say it, it's psychotic.
Like, banana chunk martini. And it's exactly what you think it is, too, like, nasty.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
So I'm giving it to Melissa. I will give her, like, bonus points, because she's someone who will go to a restaurant and be like, what's your specialty cocktail tonight? And they'll say, like, whatever it is. And she's like, I'll take it. And they're like, but ma'am, I haven't even explained what's in it to you. But she's already, like, ordered it and game. So I think that's fun.
Right.
That's a cute little quirk. But other than that, banana chunk martini really trumps it all and leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, literally. It's really, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time picking a least favorite because I really honestly don't think that there are any like particularly horrific or like really uptight orderers in Jersey. I'm thinking like Dolores and like all the girls, like they eat, mm-hmm. they cook. So I chose Siggy Flicker because she's like an easy bag to choose, right?
Yeah. And like, I had Jackie written down, but then after like this week's episode where she opened up about her eating disorder now, like a lot more than we've gotten before, I was like, this is in poor taste to put Jackie here because she's like actively going through things right now, like in real time with her ED. But it before this week, I would have been like, she never eats, like,
right.
It's always very yeast-free salad dressing vibe.
And to be fair,
give it to Soggy.
They have revolved episodes around her being an inconvenience to the group because of her ordering and like
absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I understand that, but you're right though. Yeah, after this week, I just generally feel much more warm to her. Just generally,
now that she's Jen's number one soldier, I am like, I love Jackie, work diva. Like, finally, like your time is here. You have arrived. The spotlight is on you, hunty. Like, so troll me in 2 weeks when like her and Jen fall out, and I'm like, fuck her. She's a cunt.
Right? I like her. I haven't had many moments where I like really like her since she's joined the cast. I will say the one time I did really like had feelings for her was the reunion where she brought up Merriam-Webster. I was like, oh, she's a wordsmith and we like that. She showed great promise. So yeah, I'm warming up to her for sure.
She's a great foil to Teresa, but like she's too blindly, what's the word I'm looking for? Blindly committed to Melissa and Margaret for me to care. But now that she's like kind of like, you know, throw in Dolo under the bus and like aligning herself with Jen, I'm like, okay, like you're listening, you're reading the comments, you're earning the check.
Right. Yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
Let's move on to New York, my favorite franchise.
Okay, you go first.
Okay. I can't imagine who I'm going to choose. Much like Beverly Hills, New York is a city with a housewife that is just so above the rest when it comes to ordering. It's like, it's kind of unfair. And I actually thought about not choosing her because I was like, well, let me like actually try and like work my brain and see like who else is like good. But when you're operating at that high of an octave, you have to be rewarded for it. It's Miss Bethany Frankel, of course. Mm-hmm. Not only does Bethany, let me just get into this for a second. Please. 'Cause you know, I'm passionate about this.
It's your girl.
Not only does Bethany order a shit ton of food, which is my favorite, she orders for the table, as you mentioned earlier. Nothing turns me on more than when I sit down to eat dinner with someone and they start ordering appetizers as I'm taking off my coat. Like, honestly, I'm gonna have sex with you if that's happening. Like, if we're on a date and you start just ordering like things off the appetizer menu and I don't even know what they have, it's happening. Like, that is to me like the greatest, most comforting, because it's a very like, it makes you feel like relaxed and like this person's like down to hang out and like this is gonna be fun and I can like let my hair down and like really eat and like get drunk with this person.
Yeah, I'm just here to observe and eat.
Exactly. And I love that.
Add on this, she'll often do this ahead of time. So she'll fucking call a restaurant and say, hey, I'm coming with a gaggle of gals this evening. Let's get six plates of the ceviche going and the lobster pop tarts. And then, you know what I mean? Like, she's thought it out ahead of time, which like, I'm H word for it. I love it.
It's honestly shocking. And it also always blows my mind that she remembers what everybody wants, like all of their specific neurotic weird things, like Ramona's like glass of water with a
wine glass
or whatever. Yeah.
But it's lukewarm water. With the straw. Yes, exactly. I actually have that written down as like one of my points on why I'm riding Hartford.
Like, how do you like, and she remembers like 8 different women's crazy weird like thing. And like you said, it is always when she does order, it's always like, it's not just like the bruschetta. Oh no, no. It's the seafood tower. Bethany loves a tower.
Loves a seafood tower. Can she eat any of it?
No. No, she can't. But she loves to order a tower.
She's ordering it.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bethany is mine. And like you said, she's kind of the face of the franchise, but I would honestly say she's kind of like the gold star across the board. Anytime like I pose the question, like, who's the best orderer? Bethany is always who everyone submits. Like, love her, hate her, Bethany is the girl with the menu. Like, she can do that. People would give like their firstborn to have her do that for them. I am that person. But yeah, she is just like, she is kind of like the face of it. Even like on Reddit and stuff, like the random threads about ordering, it's always like, oh, I love Bethany in Miami doing this. I love the clip lunch when she orders for everyone. I love the gangster lunch in the Bronx when she orders blah, blah, blah. So it's just like everyone recognizes that in her. And we haven't seen anyone ever do that besides her.
And it's so layered. It's like, on top of the fact that like all the things that we just mentioned, I also love that she picks restaurants that the other housewives would like never choose. Because it's fun to be able to see like different places. Like, I don't only want to watch you eat steak on the Upper East Side every fucking time you go out. Like, you know what I mean? And I like that she makes them go to like weird places. And, you know, she's always ordering like eccentric things, like giant toasters with, like you said, fucking lobster Pop-Tarts hanging out of them. Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, you got the popcorn shrimp in like the popcorn machine. She's having fun. And it's also not coming from a place of like, how do I do this? How do I say this? Like, a place of control. Like, she's literally just doing it because she's passionate. Whereas like a Heather Dubrow is ordering for the table to be like, look, I'm alpha. I am dominant over this group. You are eating what I tell you to. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's an incredible point. There's a difference to the way Bethany does it. It's effortless. It's you want her to order for you. It's not coming from, I need to control everything going on right now, including what we eat.
I think that you're completely right, simply based on the fact that Heather is so off-putting to people, and Bethany, when you can be a picky eater and trust that somebody will order for you without even telling them to, like, that's like pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I don't think Ramona Singer would trust many people to order her meal.
No. But like, Bethany, she's like, oh, you already did it? Great. Love that.
Yeah.
I just need to order the drink? Sure.
Right.
Although I did almost knock a point off of Bethany, because the only instance I can think of in like my Rolodex of her getting people's orders wrong, she got Tinsley's order incorrect once.
Oh, what was it?
She ordered her a Tito's vodka, which, like, in Bethany's defense, like, that is classic Tins, but Tins walked into that. Oh, no, I am just drinking white wine.
White wine, like, for Tinsley?
Of all people, okay. But that, like, also just shows that, like, Tinsley truly did not mesh with that cast at all.
Right. It's like, that's Tinsley's, like, teenage girl version of, like, a power move. She's like, actually, Bethany, I'm having white wine. It's like her showing her dominance.
She like shows up with her like big curls, her 2007 beach waves, and is like,
right.
Not today, Beth. Not today.
Yeah. Yeah, her hair that she refuses to curl or cut at all in any other way for 15 years. Who's your worst in New York? I'm very anxious to hear this.
Okay, my worst is Carol Radswell.
Me too. Go ahead. Okay, you tell me why.
Yeah. Carol is just someone who, again, like, I don't think really eats. Like, and I'm not meaning this in a mean way or a dig or anything. I truly just, like, even her kitchen on the show, like, it was her office. Like, I don't think anything was in that fridge except maybe, like, a Brita with an expired filter and, like, mold on the inside. She just is someone, and they'll go out. I specifically wrote down when she went to Chinatown and, like, turned her nose up at blueberry lavender ice cream because she thought lavender was a spray and not a plant, a flower. So she's just very uncultured a very unsophisticated palate and yeah. like is outwardly like, I won't try that. Like, gross. And then obviously it's Carol because the like most requested order I get to post, to talk about, to do anything is her whole egg debacle. Do you know that? The I want three eggs, any style. I literally could like not like.
Can you please? Can you please?
I would like three eggs, any style. Well, what are my options? Two hard boiled. No, two hard boiled is a lot. One hard boiled and one scrambled, but don't let the hard boiled touch the scrambled. I want that separate.
That was,
and I think that's it. I just might be paraphrasing.
I'm floating to the ceiling of my apartment. Bye. Like literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like anyone who like discovers the account or has me on mute and then unmutes me for whatever reason. It's like, where are Carol's eggs? And I posted it in like so many different like variations. I bought a cameo of Carol reciting it. She didn't even realize that was her who did it at the very end. She's like, wait, did I say this?
Oh my god, so that's like, funny. Yeah,
so it sticks with people. That is like the locals' least favorite order of all time,
huh? I mean, it did have an impact, I guess. Like the thing with Carol, like I think the kitchen is like the greatest thing to bring up. Like her kitchen being an office is like a sure sign that she just does not like, she eats to like survive. Like, yeah. She's just not one of those people that has ever found, like, pure joy in food or, like, been able to, like, get lost in a meal. Like, forget ever. Your worries because you're eating something so great. Like, she's just, like, not that girl. And it's really hard to enjoy, like, a dinner with somebody like that, you know?
Totally. And, like, she would be, like, going out and would get, like, a cucumber vodka. And that one little cucumber slice, like, on the rim of the glass. That's like her daily intake of her fruits and vegetables.
And she'll eat it for like an hour. Like she'll nibble on the cucumber for and act like it's the most indulgent, like succulent thing ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And she's absolutely. Someone who famously said, I don't drink water. So take that with what you will.
Yeah, Carol for sure. I will tell you that I'm a Carol apologist.
Love the doll.
But yeah, I've actually been listening to her on her episodes of Behind the Velvet Rope, where she's just like literally spilling all the tea about like the entire fucking cast.
Oh, I'll have to listen. Are these like a new, is this her podcast?
No, it's David Yontef, I think is how you say his last name. He's been on this podcast actually. David. Yeah, but he has done like a 3-part interview with her and it's been fucking nuts. And like one of the crazy, I don't know why this takeaway is like the craziest thing to me that she said, but she was talking, just as a side note, she was talking about Aviva Drescher.
Yeah.
And she said that Aviva had signed this contract that like no other housewife had signed. And like, I don't think that they do this anymore. I almost feel like it was a thing they were testing with Aviva, where it was like, basically, instead of being like, you'll be on this many episodes or you're a friend or whatever, they were like, if you go to this party tonight and don't like turn up, like we'll fire you tonight and write you out of the show. So she constantly was being threatened to be fired, which is why she was showing up and being a fucking nutcase, mm-hmm. because they were like threatening her job every single time she filmed. And so she just kept doing crazy shit that was like topping itself because she didn't want to be fired.
I believe it. Cause like in real time, or maybe a year or so ago, like I listened to one or two episodes of Holla Heather's podcast. I don't know if that's still in existence, but she had Aviva and Carol on it. And I was like, oh, that's so weird. Like, is this going to be like a, like, the conversation type thing where like we like resolve issues or maybe not? But like the way both Carol and Heather were talking about Aviva in like present day was so complimentary. They really seemed to have.
Yeah.
Reconnected in a way that like I don't hear Carol talking about anyone else of her former like co-stars with like that much respect. Right. Totally. So I believe it.
Well, yeah, I highly suggest it's 3 parts. It's been just because you know Carol's like Annie got her gun now. Like, she just doesn't give a fuck. She'll say anything about Bravo, anything about Andy. So it was really good.
I'm waiting for Carol's, like, Danielle Staub era of exposing Andy, or, like, the new leaks era of exposing Andy. But, yeah, I look forward to that day coming.
Me too. It'll happen. She's so bitter. I love it. Let's talk about fucking Potomac. Finally, literally my favorite.
I love the girls. I love the dolls. This one I had, like, a really hard time with. Because there's not a bad order, and there's so many, like, subtropes in this show, like, and I just mean this in terms of, like, ordering, like, all right. The girls have very specific things that, like, you know them for, like, Ashley and her Corona Light, Jizzy and her shark coochie, and ordering her desserts for her mains, like, you know what I mean, like, all the girls do something, Karen with her oysters and controlling the kiss, and you know what I mean, like, there's just so many moments, and they have the best seafood there too.
Order it. They do the best seafood orders, and you know, Potomac was, I also had a really hard time picking, because it's like they're all such great orders, and for the most part, like, I feel like generally, I can't speak for every Black person, but for the most part, I feel like Black people are raised in families where, like, you really, like, food is so important, and, like, food is, like, something celebratory, and, like, something that you share with people. Like, I feel like generally Black people are raised to be foodies.
Right.
So it's like you're not really gonna find, like, a woman in Potomac, or on this cast at least, that's, like, terrible at ordering, or that you wouldn't want to share a meal with. Like, I would eat with any one of these girls, to be honest.
I agree. Are we doing worst or best?
Let's do best.
Okay, first. Let me scroll up. Okay, so I, again, like I said, had a really hard time, but I'm giving it to Miss Giselle Bryant.
Okay.
Horrible home decor, interior design, personal style, horrible at all those things, but great with a menu. And never scared to say no to anything, but she's also someone, like, I could go and order for her.
Yes.
Like, I could go, and I know I would make her happy, because I would just get her, like, a Grey Goose extra dirty martini, like, a brownie as the entree, and throw in some, like, crab legs, and she's good to go. Yes. And I love watching her try and say charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Shark coochie. Car-shootery, char-tury, like.
I love Giselle. I really, she is, like, such an indulgence for me. Like, I don't have many guilty pleasures in life. I'm not really that girl, but Giselle, I guess I would say, is, like, a guilty pleasure, because I just love her so much.
Yeah, she's someone, like, I shouldn't
love,
but I do.
Totally.
Or, like, rather, like, on paper of, like, the things that, like, I love in a housewife and blah, blah, blah. She doesn't really fit any of it, but, like, I'm always coming back to her.
I know. And then sometimes I wonder how much of it is just because she's so fucking beautiful.
I was about to say, it's the pretty girl syndrome. Like, it is. Me.
It is. If she was ugly, if she was an ugly woman, I'd fucking hate her. Yeah. Everybody would, but she's literally so strikingly beautiful that you can't stay mad at her. And she's just funny enough that, like, it always somehow comes off as, like, charming. Like, when she's being terrible, it's, like, very charming still. But yeah, I also chose Giselle because I love that Giselle likes to eat, and I love how much she loves food, and I love that she's always nibbling a wing. Yes. I love that. And I love that when they have parties, she also is one that will gallop to the, she will find the fucking food.
She's Giselle's, like, the girl who's just, like, hanging out in the kitchen.
Yes, yes.
Which, like, is things. Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me. Like, very, I'm having some dip right now. Oh, there's a cheese right there. Let me go have a little nibble of that. Like,
she's like, what else are you cooking? But yeah, Giselle's my clear choice. Like, I could easily share a meal with so many. I know that you're not an Ashley person.
Right.
But I think a dinner with Ashley would just be fucking incredible.
I'm, like, learning to warm up to Ashley, and her and Candy were like hanging out a little bit in off season. So I was like, they're about to have their like Tamra Gretchen like cosplay moment. Like, right. Like what? So let me warm up to her. And no, I agree. She would be really fun to have dinner with.
If I could buy you like an experience, like if I could pay lots of money for you to have an experience, it would be for you to have dinner with Candace and for her to wear those peacock feather heels and walk into the restaurant wearing them specifically for you.
Oh my, you know me so well. And you probably wouldn't even have to pay very much.
Exactly, like as much as a regular cameo,
literally like $50. Right. It's like, oh, those YSL pumps I got for like deeply discounted, sure. So fun fact, like you clearly know my like niche story, but everyone listening that maybe doesn't follow me, I post this clip constantly. It's like my like waking up in the morning clip, like, and it's just of Candace like strolling in with these ugly ass feather shoes. But like the bit that I never really mentioned is someone told me that they worked at, I want to say the Macy's or some department store in the DMV. And those shoes were like 75% like knocked down, and Miss Candy Gal came in and bought them. So like, not only are they ugly, but she got them like deeply discounted, which I'm just like, this is like such a fun layer to it all. Like,
I'm dead. Not 75% off. Whoa.
Uh-huh. I remember I was just like, is this like person trolling me? Like, I'm not like a tea account. I don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. So right. Even when people will send me messages like this, I kind of just, I'm like, you know, like double tap heart and like keep it moving. But that was one of those things where I was like, oh, I need to respond to this and like get more details. And they weren't lying.
It's just like the image of her stepping out of the car is like, so like it's like I can remember the movement of each feather, like it's burned into my brain, and I'm happy for it. I'm thankful to you for it, to be honest.
I need to start I like kind of have forgotten about posting that, so thank you for the reminder.
You're so welcome. Everybody's welcome. Who's your worst?
Okay, my worst for Potomac, I gave to not a person but a moment from this past season. Mm-hmm. Robin, and I'm gonna say Robin and Co, just because like many of the girlies were there, they ordered espresso martinis with oysters, which just to me, like an espresso martini, I've never had one. They really became popular once I stopped drinking, I feel like. Yeah. But I feel like that's like a dessert almost, you know what I mean? Like you're like doing that after the meal, like a palate cleanser almost, before you like get into, you know, dessert or something a little like harder.
Totally.
So that's gross. Ugh. And then maybe I'll just give it to like Karen, because she ordered milk in Portugal once, and not even like a fun nut milk. Like it wasn't even like a, hey, I'll take like a macadamia nut milk or a pistachio nut milk that's like, you know, chic and whatnot. It was just a glass of like 2% milk, which like, ew, who drinks that?
Yeah, that is really odd. I forgot that Karen did that.
Never forget.
Oh my god. I had a hard time with this one, and my answer can't necessarily be proven. It's just from what I perceive, and I chose Mia.
Okay.
Just because I feel like, just based on what we've seen as far as like the dinner parties and stuff, like she's one of those girls that will like really theatrically eat like a nibble of food for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I just like, I don't know, I just don't like vibe with her at like not even 1%.
I'm gonna come in with some facts to prove this. Okay. She's someone who consistently ordered lemon drop martinis.
Mm-hmm.
That just feels extremely like basic / maybe what I drank in like grade 7.
Right. Like, girl.
Probably shouldn't have been drinking in grade 7, but I was. And it was definitely lemon drop martinis. And she's that girl who will ask for a Caesar salad with no croutons. And like, how the fuck are you gonna order a Caesar salad without that crunch of a crouton? Like,
and like
that is imperative for a salad of that caliber.
She would piss me off if we were eating together. And like, I know that she would also be really, listen, I understand that, like, it's really hard to, like, eat certain things with a full face of makeup, but she's just, like, so uptight. Like, she's constantly worried about, like, how she looks and how she's coming off and what she's saying. And if it, like, she's just, like, never authentic and, like, real. And I just, like, can't stand that. And she's very, like, I'm taking a bite now. Full teeth. Antique. Slide off the fork. It's like, do you know what I'm trying to say?
I'm literally mimicking you. So yes, yeah. I get exactly what you mean.
It's just,
well, it's like I've got like the red lips painted on, like for the back row. I yes. can't mess this up. Like, this isn't Maybelline, no smear.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, I totally get it. And also I'm thinking about when she made eggs once and she was whisking it with a spoon, which like seems, you know. We can wrap it up at that.
Like, yeah, like say that less.
Tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, I'm happy to add her to the list. I don't connect to her like at all. I would be fine okay. with never seeing her again, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I after like the reunion, I kind of just assumed that was the last yeah. we'd see of her. I thought she was a great addition in terms of just like mess, but mm-hmm. it's like you said, it was very like put on.
Yeah, yeah. She never really like genuinely. Meshed with the girls. I don't think they ever really connected.
No, and like I'll even like say like Ascala, you know, she's hanging out with the girls outside of the show, like yeah. you see pictures of them like randomly hanging out. Does that mean that she deserves a champagne flute? Not saying that, but like right. at least she was doing the work of right. you know getting to know Angel Adore and twin number two and like right. you know doing those things. Oh, it's Grace, who's not a twin. Sorry to the Bryant daughters. Love those girls.
I do too. I'm obsessed with them. I can't wait for their like spinoff show.
Right.
Let's move on to Salt Lake City. Oh my God, I'm excited.
Okay. What are your thoughts on Salt Lake City? I feel like we're very like similar Housewives watchers, but like
yeah.
I've been on Housewives Twitter a lot more lately, and that place is just like
accessible. You know,
yeah, and just like making a mountain out of a molehill. Is that the saying? Like,
yeah,
it's like when one person says they hate something, like it just like spreads like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, this season's gonna burn out, like blah blah blah, which like I agree with, but I love the show
is just good. People are so overly critical of like everybody's a fucking executive producer. Everybody knows who's getting fired, and everybody knows who needs to go, and everybody knows who needs to stay and who needs to be have their pay lowered. And it's like, shut the fuck up.
And these are the people who like stan Kathy Hilton
exactly.
and are surprised to see she's at like a Trump rally.
Thank you. And that like have brought like hunky dory merch.
I was literally about to I was gonna say the hunky dory gaze, but then I'm like, am I being too mean? Do people get that? But
no, because it is the same page. People. I'm just like, shut up. Like, first of all, sometimes housewives need more than one season to find their footing. And back in the day, that was a very normal thing. Some of the best housewives of all time did not like blossom and steal the entire show the first episode that they were on. No. And yeah, like by all fucking standards of a good housewives season, Salt Lake City is hitting it out of the fucking park. If you have anything opposite to say, like, you're wrong, I'm sorry. It's good.
It's so good.
It's, like, incredible. The cast is, like, lightning in a bottle. Like, and this is what's going to happen. This is the same thing that they do every year. People are going to be let go. We're going to lose housewives. And then people will be upset and want them back after complaining that they wanted them gone.
Well, we're already seeing this with Mary, I find. Like, people are so outraged yeah. by her. And, oh, my God, she's running a cult. And mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then, like, she doesn't show up to the reunion and quits. And everyone's like, I miss her already. Like,
exactly.
Miss the doll. And I'm like, you literally were just talking shit about her. But, like,
I know.
Okay.
It's so annoying. Yeah, I stay off of Housewives Twitter. I don't know how you do it.
Well, yeah, I need to get back out of it. It's just been like I've been enjoying that more than Instagram lately, and I think that's because I have no presence on Twitter, so yeah. I can like just, you know, engage yeah. with things and it not mean anything.
Isn't it fun to just creep?
Yeah, that's all my Twitter is for. Like, I think I've tweeted like 6 times, but if you go to like my liked tab, it's just like,
yeah, it's extremely like active.
Like since 2010, like.
Right. Yeah, no, I get it. I love creeping. Am I going first this time?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is an absolute no-brainer. It's obviously fucking Heather.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Come on. Okay, first of all, not only is she a good orderer, she's like very charming when she orders.
Right.
It's like very cute. It's very funny. I love her like self-deprecating jokes. And I love that she's like, guess what? I'm surrounded by women who don't eat and I fucking love food and I don't care. And like she makes them eat and I love it. She's always like she'll order for them because she knows that they don't know how. Iconic, mm-hmm. Iconic behavior.
I'm not a big Heather fan in general. Mm-hmm. I think she had a really good first season, but like she's drank her own Kool-Aid now. But I will say with a menu, ordering, that's when she's really, I think, her most competent.
Yeah.
And I live in a world where that show premiered after my account existed and Heather follows us and engages with our posts and watches our stories and like mm-hmm. does things that I'm like, Heather is doing this because she knows it will end up on this page. This is my like high delusions. I know that's not even on her mind. But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm yeah. like, oh, wow, she's, like, playing into it in a way that is, like, the other girlies on the cast maybe aren't.
You may not be wrong about that, though. Honestly, like, she could be strategically doing it. But I agree with you. I do think she's drank her own Kool-Aid.
Yeah, she's, I also just, like, can never get behind someone who's, like, so hardly aligned themselves with Whitney Rose,
yeah.
who I find to be the most annoying person on the planet.
What gives you that impression, guy?
Slinger.
We're in danger!
I'm hungover. I actually have a different answer.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving this to Miss Lisa Barlow.
Tell me everything. Okay.
Queen of fast food. I am someone like, I don't eat fast food. And that's not like a like, oh, I am way above it. Like, I just don't, I love to cook. I love, like, that's my happy place. Like, that's sure. like my de-stressing. So I'm usually like cooking, or if like we're ordering out, it's something I can't make. So we're doing like a ramen or a sushi or a really good Greek or something. So right. I'm never really in a circumstance where I'm going to Wendy's and going to McDonald's. That's not saying that I won't eat it when I'm traveling. You know, you got to eat what you got to eat.
Sure.
But I'm someone who like really doesn't fuck with fast food in that way. So I find it so interesting when someone's like entire personality is based around like Baja Blast and like cheesy gordita crunches. You know what I mean? Like there is just something really endearing about that. And like, yeah. I love someone with like true garbage guts. Like that yeah. woman is drinking, you know, the big gulp the size of my face of
yes.
Diet Coke. And again, that's so not anything I would ever do, but I'm like, oh, fascinating. Like, wow, you can get yeah. that with lemon.
It's funny too when people are like that and they're wealthy. It's like, because then it's like, if you're a poor person who only eats fast food, you're just poor. But if yeah. you're a wealthy person who only eats fast food, you're eccentric.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And like, that's fun. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, because she's so wealthy and she's like going through a drive-thru in Tom Ford sunglasses, it's like funny.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like all of a sudden it's layered.
Well, and I think like they've even like clued into that too, because like most of any car scenes we get with Lisa, it's, do you want to go to Wendy's, baby, gorgeous? Like,
yeah.
do you want to go to Starbucks? Oh, you need a cookie? Like, let's go to like 6 drive-ins and get like everything.
Was it you or Joe Gunn that sent me a clip of her ordering a Diet Coke at a restaurant and she thought the server would know who she was, but the server didn't know who she was? Is it you?
I have a reel. I put it out as a reel because it's like, it was something I was just posting to my story constantly because she's like, trying to be incognito in like this restaurant that just looks like a fucking wild wing. Like,
yeah, like she's at like a Friday's or something.
Yeah, literally like IHOP. And she's like, oh my God, this waitress like doesn't even, she has like Kelly Bensimone energy, which I love.
Yes.
It's like, oh my God, like she doesn't even know who I am. Like, no clue. And like the comment section on that post is sad because people are like, yeah, of course she doesn't know who you are, loser. And like people like taking it seriously. But I'm right. Like, no, you just gotta laugh along. Like,
right.
She isn't going out and being like, I'm a celebrity. Like, I can't believe my Wild Wing waitress doesn't know who I am. She's literally just like, this person has no idea why I'm on live giggling about ordering a Diet Coke.
Yeah, I love it. She goes, tell them what I just ordered. And the girl goes, Diet Coke. Like, she's like, like,
what the fuck? She's like, I didn't sign off on giving you my likeness, ma'am. But
right, like, sure. Didn't want to be on live while I'm working. But and,
like, there was literally like 20 people watching too. Like, no one was in that live.
That made me laugh. Like, I think about that like all the time. It made me laugh so hard. She's a great option. Like, I actually almost thought about choosing her too, because they focus so much on her food too.
Well, like, that's the thing. And like, you know, even this past like few weeks, it was like, you don't give your kids nutrients. And then she's like so gung-ho about showing us that like she gives her kids asparagus and like frozen shrimp and like the nutrients are there.
Could you have died when she was like, I bought new grills, and then they show the grills and it's like they're cooking unseasoned little pieces of frozen shrimp on this fucking griddle. It's a griddle, first of all. You bought four griddles and you have them plugged in and they're going at the table. Like, it was like, it was honestly so psychotic.
Well, yeah, and then she's on like social media being like, you can get this from Prime for 4 easy payments of $3.99. Like, I was like, so this is all just SpawnCon for like you and right. This Prime deal. Like, okay.
Like, girl, you have a pancake griddle in front of everybody at the table.
You also could just use the oven, which I see right there.
Right. You've always had access to be able to cook these little shrimps.
She just wants to learn how to cook eggs and live her life. So all the power to her.
She was so inspired by those like old like 20-year-old like cast iron whatever that she bought griddles. I'm just dead at that.
Oh, and one more thing about why I give her my queen order status.
Okay.
Is I love that she goes to restaurants and is like, oh, they know me here.
Yeah.
Like, tell Kyle at the bar, he knows what I like.
And it's just
like, okay, yeah, like because you know they serve Vita. She's only going to places that have Vita on the bar.
Yeah.
So I love that, like someone to go into a restaurant and be like, oh yeah, just you know what I like, give me whatever.
Yeah, and they're like, okay.
Because she has garbage taste, but she also has a fine dining.
Yeah.
She likes fine dining, but she likes Taco Bell. I don't know the quote, but
yeah. I also just selfishly get really excited to see like what Lisa will be wearing, because I like love Lisa's like style.
I was gonna say, I feel like she has the best jackets. I'm like a jacket. I'm a jacket girly. If I could have a zillion jackets, I would.
Me too.
And she has the best jackets, and she has really good sunglasses.
The best sunglasses. That's literally, you're right. Jackets / like blazers, if you want to call them the same thing. And then yeah, just good sunglasses.
And then because she's always just got like those white moon boots on and a pair of jeans. But yep. It's always the jacket and the sunglasses for me.
Yeah, she's very
and the cheap. Orange hands. Yeah, you know I love orange. So.
Yeah, another thing that literally makes me think of you. My worst is obviously Mary. I mean, come on.
Yeah, mine too. Come on.
Like Mary is literally like a Disney villain, so I don't want to sit at dinner with her, no. And have her be really weird about. Listen. I understand germaphobes, especially in COVID times. I understand germaphobes, but Mary is like one of those people that takes it to a level like where it makes everybody uncomfortable around her. It's like just aggressive, not even passive aggressive. Like you're just aggressively bullying people about germs, and she's miserable. She's fucking mute, and she would treat a server like dog shit. I already know it.
She would, but she'd also throw in some like Italian twang with it. Like she'd be like, fuck you, my bella. Like Mary loves to be faux Italian. That's like my favorite Maryism. She's like, bellissima. I wanted the fucking, I don't eat raw fish. You go sear the salmon, bellissimo.
She's like, ciao, bella.
Literally like, oh, I don't drink sparkling water. The carbohydrates like harden ovaries. Ciao, bella. ciao, sparkling water. Like, it's just like, oh, okay.
That woman is not meant to be out in this world just, like, doing things. Like, she is psychotic. And, yeah, I would just be mortified by watching her interact with a server. I would die.
But I will counter us with, I don't think I've ever seen her, like, she's a very dismissive person, but I don't think she's, like, outwardly rude to, like, service staff. Like, think of her and Volter. I guess he was, like, he's probably more of, like, a, like, figurehead in the city, but, like, she was, like, H word for him, like, all over him, like.
No, you're right.
I also think that's, like, a he owns the restaurant type thing, so obviously you're gonna pay respect to said owner.
No, but you're right, though. I guess we haven't really seen her be, like, outwardly mean. I mean, we've seen housewives be mean to servers, and we've not really seen her. Yeah.
My girl Twirl with that fucking crab cake and shading that waiter down.
And Ramona with, like, every server ever.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah,
so I think she's very dismissive and is like, I'm not eating that. Like, go sear that, sir. But not in a, I don't know. It's just aggressive.
I agree with you. She's just aggressively sort of strange.
I feel like she'd be a good tipper too.
You're right. She would tip the fucking house because she loves to throw money around.
She loves to throw money. She would like order a water and, you know, a little potato with some caviar on it. Say that's $50. She's giving you $150 for the entire thing.
And she would like leave you like a Chanel clutch because she doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm. And a card to her church.
Yeah, exactly. Can I also just say before we end this that one of my favorite things about her is that I think that you and I have talked about this before, but her style is stuck in my favorite time period of the entire universe, which is like Gossip Girl early 2000s. Like, she thinks that she's on Gossip Girl.
We've definitely talked. I've said this to you before. Like, she dresses like she's an extra on season two of the OG Gossip Girl. Like, the colored leggings,
the gloves,
the scarves, the half gloves, the random headbands, the three jackets over a vest and like a tennis skirt.
Are people putting this together?
I have nothing nice to say right
now. Because I swear to you, all I see is Gossip Girl, but like her weird grown ass woman take on Gossip Girl, like, it's so funny to me.
She's like what Vanessa's mom would have been had she not been like an artist in Brooklyn.
And like the other really weird thing about it too is like she has all of these expensive items, but like has this way of making them look so cheap. And not in a fun way, like a fun like early 2000s like Paris and Nicole way, where it's like,
I was about to say, I feel like I just listened to you talk about
that. Not in like a I'm Nicole Richie carrying in like a Dior saddlebag way, like that's fun, but like Mary can take an item and make it look like it literally came from like a beauty store, like when it's like a really expensive item.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I'm obsessed with her.
I'm gonna miss her.
Me too.
I'm saying that here. I'm saying it live. I'm saying it on a platform. I will miss Mary.
She's an amazing reality TV character. We'll never see anybody else.
We'll never see anyone like that.
Yeah.
Because she like really was doing nothing. She hated being there.
Yeah.
Whereas like most people get so excited over like a cast trip. She's like, I literally like don't want to be here. This is the last place on earth I want to be.
Right. And like her attitude about filming the show is like so like curmudgeonly that it's like actually hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Like I live. But yeah. Was Mary your choice too?
Yeah, Mary was mine. I had the no sparkling water, her asking for a ceviche style salmon to be seared because she doesn't eat raw fish. Her obsession with eggs and microwaving eggs. It's just a lot of weird foodisms.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else that I want to say about anybody's ordering or anybody that I didn't get to talk about. I think that we've covered it all.
I think so too. I think this is a very like a good starter. As this is like a great starter guide to like dabbling in the waters of housewives ordering.
Totally. And I'm happy that I was able to expand on your universe more, because it's my favorite, it's my safe space. So first of all, thank you so much for doing this with me.
Oh my God, thank you for literally crafting an episode just for us to get back together.
I know.
Totally. I've been missing you.
I know, I miss you too. We got to figure out something else to like do together that requires us to record every week.
And this was so much fun too. Like, I remember the first time I did Dunzo, I was so nervous because like, I'm a fan first. I am a Dunzo fan first. But I was just like so nervous and like whatnot. But now it's just like, I'm a fan with your phone number, so I don't feel as nervous. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're at home.
Yeah.
You're totally
and, like,
at home.
I could talk about this shit like all day, all night.
We'll tell people where, if at this point, if they don't know, I'm like, what have you been doing for 2 hours? But tell people where they can find you online.
You can find me on Instagram at The Real Housewives Orders. That is at The Real Housewives Orders. I'm primarily on Instagram. Everything's there. Links and stuff. I have a Patreon you can come visit and check out. That's all. It's all on my Instagram. Everything is there that you need.
And do you want to give your burner to or Twitter account or no?
It's just, if you search The Real Housewives Orders, I'll be there.
Like, oh, that's really what it is?
Yeah, I'll post random things. Okay. I just have like such little engagement on there that I'm like, I'm not putting any time or effort into it. So I'm like on all the socials, you know, the TikToks, the Twitters and the Instagrams. That's it.
I get it. No,
I do all the socials.
I do the exact same thing with the Dunzo Twitter. Like, it exists, but I literally have never used it.
Yeah, like I'll randomly like tweet being like, I wonder which snacks Jen Shah brought on the bus before she got arrested. And then like, I won't tweet again for 6 months.
I get it. I could not understand more, actually. I need to start using my Dunzo Twitter account. Like, I just like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm so off of Twitter that like, why would I want to allow myself to like, get fucking sucked into it when I've gotten off of it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Twitter is one of those things like you need to be posting constantly,
right,
to get anything, I find. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. You really do have to engage all day.
All day, and that's not me.
It's not me. And if it's not you, it's not going to be you. That's how I feel about it. You can't make yourself a Twitter girl. Just like people can't make themselves Instagram people.
Exactly.
So...
yeah, so follow me on Instagram. Like I said earlier, I'm not like a... tea account. I don't do memes. I am not funny like that. I don't think we really need any more meme accounts out there.
We do not.
But yeah, just basically the account is, you know, my end goal is to walk away from it one day, but there'd be like a encyclopedia online of high quality, not Android taking a picture of a TV screen.
Right.
So actual high quality, like, and just orders. Like, you can go there, look for Bethany, find her, giggle about, you know, what she's done. And that's kind of it. There's no like hidden agenda. I'm not, you know, posting trailers. It's just orders. It's just food.
Well, if this is you guys' first rodeo with Kai somehow, please, like, it's lit. And you watch Real Housewives. It honestly is my favorite Housewives account. And yeah, go follow. And Kai, I love you so much.
Thanks so much for having me, baby.
Of course. You guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode and see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Dunzo. This podcast is a part of the Solid Listen Network. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/solidlisten for exclusive content. You can follow me on Twitter at Troy McGee, and you can follow the podcast on all forms of social media at Dunzo Pod. That's D-U-N-Z-O. Thank you to executive producer Molly McAleer and coordinating producer Nicole Matthew.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.